Is buying property the only and best option for your investment strategy? This is the InvestSmart series brought to you by the Securities Commission Malaysia. This week, we speak with Lynette Lee from the Financial Planning Association of Malaysia to learn about investing beyond property, diversification, and getting more for your hard-earned cash.
Well, there are things like the real estate investment trust, if property is still something that you want to look at. I've known people who use other investment vehicles such as unit trusts, shares, collectibles, commodities, or even investing in businesses. Like now, you have a choice of crowdfunding where you can actually put a small amount to invest in a business which you believe in, but everything has got a risk, so one has to beware.
Now, there are several options out there other than property. Rather than putting all of one's eggs in one basket, we should consider other investment options, including the capital market.
I would rather say that you go ahead, invest in the property that you want to, but remember to diversify your investment because you want to be able to spread your risk. Instead of having your investment in one particular, like for example, property, you might want to consider investing in, let's say, shares. In the event that the property market tanks and shares goes up, at least that will help you to cover for the property that has come down. It's called spreading your risk, or diversification is a technical term for it.
So what resources are available to potential investors?
One good place to start will be from InvestSmart, which is under Securities Commission. The other thing is also to look into the internet. Now there's a wealth of information, but one has to be careful to make sure that the site that you go to is a bona fide site. At most, if you need to speak to someone, you should engage a professional, e.g. a financial planner. Basically, what is most important is that it's better to seek professional help because it's cheaper than to lose money.
And always remember to ask the right questions.
The first thing one needs to ask is yourself. What do you want this investment for? How long do you intend to hold this investment for? How much can you afford? And how much risk you are able to take?
Owning property is a good way to ensure you have a roof over your head. But do consider diversifying your savings to take advantage of the wide array of products available. Join us again same time next week and we'll look at the kinds of products that you can find, their possibilities, their risks. This has been the InvestSmart series brought to you by the Securities Commission Malaysia. For the whole series so far, visit investsmartsc.my. BFM, be financially minded.